Tom Colina, Executive Director, 2020 Vision Education Fund.
All right, Tom, this week is the National Energy Summit. First, just tell me, what is the purpose? So this is your second annual summit on energy security. What is the purpose of this summit?
The purpose of the summit this year is to show how America's dependence on oil and global climate change are really interrelated issues that stem from similar problems, both have national security implications, and both have common solutions that we can address without delay.
2020 Vision, what is the goals of 2020 Vision?
The goals of 2020 Vision are to reduce our dependence on oil and to curb global climate change, both to improve the national security of the United States and global security, to improve our economy and to protect the environment.
Now, regarding ethanol, how do you see the future of ethanol working into our nation's energy security?
There's no one solution to our energy security challenges, but ethanol, I think, is one of the primary solutions, again, among others. But it'll play a huge role in displacing oil by being able to fuel our cars with something that is domestic, renewable, and much less harmful to the environment. So we see ethanol as playing a very large role in reducing our oil consumption and in reducing our climate emissions.
If you would, Tom, I'd also like to address specifically the climate change issue, because Will Steger, who's an Arctic explorer, is
right,
a part of the summit. What is the point there as far as global climate change, and why is that something that everyone should be concerned about?
Climate change is truly one of those great challenges of our generation, to both make people understand it, the implications of it, and what they can do about it. And one of the primary goals of this conference is to show that there are national security implications of climate change, not just environmental and economic. And therefore, it needs to be given the level of attention that national security challenges do. For example, our dependency on oil is rightly seen as a national security challenge. Climate change is as well, and therefore we can't sacrifice climate to reduce our dependence on oil or vice versa. They're both primary issues that have to be dealt with and solved at the same time. And we can, and that's the focus of this conference, is to pull out the solutions that can get us there.
Okay, looking at the agenda, I just wanted to ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
One of your topics is religion and the states. How does that work into the whole national security issue?
Climate change is an issue that has been adopted quite forcefully by the evangelical movement in terms of protecting God's creation and not wanting the earth to get fried by global warming. And so the evangelical religious community is playing a very important role in reaching out to more conservative sectors of the country that don't normally associate themselves as environmentalists, but are now growing as a powerful force to protect the environment and slow down climate change. And then the states, you know, while the federal government has been doing woefully little on oil consumption and climate change, the states have been doing quite a lot. And so Pennsylvania is one of the key states that we want to highlight at the conference to show all the things that they've done on a state basis that we hope can be replicated and magnified on a national level.